Hi everyone, welcome to the final episode of the podcast for 2024. It's the final episode of the year and I am so excited to be here with all of you to reflect on 2024 and what I'm looking forward to for 2025 as well. So really excited to be here to wrap up the year with all of you. 2024 has been a year of lessons, growth, and moments of stillness that have shaped me in ways I didn't expect. As I sit here reflecting on everything that this year has brought, its storms, its sunshine, I'm reminded of something I've come back to time and time again, and that is the importance of who we become through it all. It's so easy to focus, I think, on the end result, the milestones we want to hit, the goals we want to achieve, the outcomes we think will define success. But when I look back on this year, on the moments of joy, challenges, and even the quiet, uneventful days, I realize it's not just about what I did, it's about who I become along the way. I've also come to believe, I'm a Christian, so I've also come to believe that God, or if you believe the universe, is always refining us through these moments. That God is often far more interested in shaping our character than in keeping us comfortable. And when I think about it, it makes sense, right? Growth rarely happens in comfort. It happens in a stretch, in the tension, and in the moments that really test us. This year, I've seen that firsthand. It's in the patience I've learned when things don't go according to plan, when doors didn't open as quickly as I had hoped, or the path forward isn't clear. It's in the courage I found to step into the unknown, even when I didn't feel ready, when fear whispered to me to place more, but faith asked me to take just one step forward. None of these lessons came easily. And often, they didn't feel good in the moment. But looking back, I can see how each one shaped me. I can see how the discomfort I resisted was actually refining me, teaching me humility, resilience, trust, and grace. So maybe that's the invitation for all of us, to trust that the challenges, the delays, and even the heartbreak aren't here to break us. They're here to build us. So as we reflect on our year, I hope we'll ask ourselves, who have I become through it all? What lessons have shaped me? What strength, clarity, or resilience have I gained that I didn't have before? Because whether it's been a year of breakthroughs or a year of storms, there's growth in all of it. There's something in us that wasn't there before, and that who we're becoming is worth celebrating. The past year has taught me something important about challenges. They're not often just storms we have to get through, but opportunities to learn something we might not see yet. When life felt heavy, when I was overwhelmed or caught up in frustration, whether at work or at home, my instinct used to be to push through, to find a way to fix it quickly. But I've learned sometimes that what we really need isn't to fight the storm always. Sometimes it's about pausing right in the middle of it. And so I started asking myself one question that I learned from Oprah. And the question that's carried me through so much is, what is this here to teach me? What is this here to teach me? It's a simple question, but it's not always easy. Because when we're in the middle of something hard, it's so natural to resist, to feel stuck, to get defensive, or to ask, why me? Why does this have to happen to me? Why is life always happening to me instead of for me? I remember one day in particular, it had been a long, overwhelming morning. Ollie was running around, screaming around the house. Kira was crying and she was inconsolable. And my in-laws were in the living room and I was trying to manage work, replying to my team urgently. And basically, you know, it was a noisy house and my own growing frustrations were happening all at once. I could literally feel myself getting upset over every small thing. Things that normally wouldn't bother me, but that day, they just did. And I caught myself thinking, why is this so hard? I was so flustered and I was really almost in tears. And I caught myself thinking, why is this so hard? Why can't things just feel smoother? And that's when I stopped, took a deep breath and asked myself, what is this here to teach me? And at first, the answer wasn't obvious. You know, my mind wanted to list out all the reasons why it was difficult, why I was justified in feeling frustrated and angry and helpless. But when I really sat down and sat with that question, I started to hear something different. Maybe this was teaching me patience, real deep patience that I hadn't stretched into before. Or maybe this was teaching me to let go of my need for control and perfection, to embrace the messiness of life with humility and grace. Or maybe this was teaching me to practice compassion, not just for my in-laws as they themselves navigate their own struggles, but maybe for myself too as I stumble through this season. And in that moment, something shifted. My frustration felt like it melted and softened into understanding. I realized that this season, while extremely challenging, was shaping me in the ways I didn't even know I needed. It wasn't about changing my external situation. It was about letting this situation change me. And if I can be completely honest, I didn't always get it right. There were days where I still felt overwhelmed, days where I struggled to find the lesson. But every time I come back to that question, what is this here to teach me? I found a little more clarity. I found a little more growth and a little more peace. It taught me that sometimes the hardest seasons, the ones that we resist the most and the ones that we struggle through, are the very ones that prepare us for what's next. And that growth really isn't always loud or obvious. Sometimes it happens quietly in the small, messy moments where, like me, I was standing in the kitchen, flustered, overwhelmed, in tears, and learning to let life teach me something deeper. It's in those moments where I let myself pause and really ask, what is this here to teach me? Something always shifts. Suddenly, the challenge wasn't just happening to me. It was something I could learn from. And I started to see the lessons hidden in the discomfort. This shift didn't make the hard things go away, but it helped me stop resisting and start seeing the situation differently. It reminded me that there's always something to learn from, even when it feels impossible. One of the other biggest lessons that I learned this year was also through my coach, Joyce, from the Conscious Leadership Group. And she shared this other powerful question with me. You know, I remember during a session of coaching, I was pouring my heart out to her and really frustrated over a situation I was in. And after pouring everything, she just looked at me and she said, "Rach, how did you co-create this?" And when I first heard it, I was like, what? Why is it on me? And I felt so uncomfortable. But that was exactly what I needed. When things are hard, the last thing I want to ask myself is, what role did I play in this? It's so much easier to feel like the victim and say, this is happening to me. But as I sat with it, how did I co-create this? I realized this question wasn't about blame or guilt. It was about power and taking responsibility. And so when I asked myself, how did I co-create this? It really helped me to see where I might have contributed to the situation. Did I avoid a difficult conversation I knew I needed to have? Did I ignore the signs that something needed to change? Did I let fear or hesitation hold me back? This question was tough, especially initially, but it showed me something freeing. If I had played a part in this, it also means I have the power to do something about it. I am not powerless. I'm not stuck. And I have a say in what happens next. And that for me really changed and transformed so much for me. So these two questions, what is this here to teach me? And how did I co-create this, have really become my go-to practices when I'm navigating challenges. They are so powerful in helping me snap out of a negative mindset and also take me back to taking responsibility and taking ownership. I also really wanted to take some time to share more about the podcast and Closer. And this year, one of the things that has filled my heart the most has been our Closer workshops and events. To me, I created Closer for us to come together, not just as individuals, but as a community to learn, to grow, and to support one another. It truly has been so meaningful to sit alongside all of you, learning from some of the most incredible thought leaders and experts, hearing ideas that challenge us, inspire us, equip us, and sometimes remind us of what we already know deep down, but needed to hear it out loud. Each event has been more than just a workshop or gathering. It's been an opportunity to deepen our connection with ourselves and with each other. And as I look ahead to 2025, I want to do even more of this. To continue bringing in voices that stretch us, stories that teach us, and ideas that help us see life and ourselves in new ways. But alongside that, there's something else that I also feel deeply drawn to, which is smaller, more intimate get-togethers amongst ourselves. There's something special, I believe, that happens when we come together in smaller focus groups. A sense of safety, of belonging, of being seen, being heard. And I really believe that it's in those spaces that we can be real with each other, to encourage one another, to be accountable with one another. I truly believe that at the end of the day, we're not meant to go through life alone. No matter how strong, capable, or independent we are, life at its core is about connection. It's about showing up for one another, holding space when someone needs to be heard, and letting ourselves be held when we need support too. It's about realizing that someone else has walked a path that looks a lot like ours, and suddenly the weight we're carrying feels just a little lighter. Through Closer and through these smaller gatherings, I hope to create, to build more of these spaces where we can learn, connect, and remind one another that we are not alone. That no matter where we are on this journey, whether we might be navigating a season of growth, challenge or uncertainty, that there is someone there for you. There have been so many times when the weight of juggling everything, family, LB, work, life, just really felt too much. And times when I questioned whether this podcast was truly making a difference or whether my efforts were enough. But you know, it's so interesting because every time that I felt this way, something happens. It's really like God or the universe's way of telling me, this is why you do what you do. I felt this strongly also in a season with Love Bonito before. And, you know, feeling it again this time where whenever I really feel down and out and full of doubts, I will receive like different signs of encouragement from the universe. For example, I'll receive a note, a DM, or an email. I'll bump into someone who tells me how the podcast or even a particular specific episode has really touched their lives or changed their lives. Some of you have also shared with me how a guest story has helped you feel seen for the first time, or how a small insight shifted the way you approach your relationships or your work. And, you know, so many of you have also told me that listening to this podcast has been like sitting with a friend when you needed it the most. I really can't tell you how much those moments, those conversations, those comments, those seemingly small comments have meant the world to me. Every time I hear your words, it's like a gentle nudge, a gentle reminder of why I started this in the first place. You've reminded me that this isn't just a podcast at the end of the day. It's a space where we come together to learn, to grow, and to feel a little less alone. So thank you for keeping me going. Your presence, your engagement, and your willingness to open your hearts have really made this journey more meaningful than I could have ever imagined. And I also wanted to take the opportunity to share with you something that I'm going to be trying at the end of this year as we go into the new year 2025. As we wrap up this year and start reflecting on 2024, the year, what it's been, and look ahead to 2025, there's something that I've been reading up on and I'm going to try. And I'd love for you to join me as well. It's a practice called scripting. And some of you might have heard of it. It's a simple but powerful way of setting intentions for the life we want to create. Scripting isn't just about making a long list of to-dos. It's about imagining and really feeling your future as if it's already happened. And here's the beautiful thing. There's actual science behind this. The RAS helps us to filter what we notice and focus on. So the more we script and visualize our dreams, the more our brain starts looking for more opportunities and pathways to bring them to life. But beyond the science, scripting is also about shifting our mindset. It's about moving from a place of scarcity and lack, feeling like we're always chasing something, to a place of abundance. It's like saying, I'm ready to step into the life that I want. So here are the steps of how I'm going to do it based on what I've researched, and I hope you do it together with me. The first step, journal as if it's already December of next year, 2025. So grab your journal and pretend like it's the end of the new year, the end of 2025. You're sitting down to reflect on the year you just lived. How does it feel? Write as if everything you dreamed of has already happened. And here are the prompts that I'm going to use that will guide me and hopefully you in this exercise. So just sit down, pretend like it's the end of the new year. It's December 2025. How does your life feel right now? What are you proudest of? What does your home or space look like? What's your daily routine like? Who are the people around you and what are you most grateful for? Be as specific and vivid as we can. And we're going to imagine it fully. What we see, what we hear, what we smell, and what we feel. And that's the magic of it, being able to vividly imagine everything and to feel it as well. The second step, we're going to reflect and set goals for each life area. So once we've written the script of, you know, us reflecting at the end of December 2025, the new year, we are going to pause and reflect on the version of ourselves that we've just described. So based on what we have written and sort of, you know, manifested about what's going to happen in 2025, we're going to ask ourselves, what needs to shift for me to become that person? What habits, decisions, or changes will move me closer to that life? And to make it actionable, we're also going to break it down into the different life domains. The ones that I'm going to use are the ones that we use in our I Am Well journal, which is the mind, emotions, work, body, family, love and intimacy, finances, spiritual and personal growth, friends and family. And maybe I will also attach a question to each life domain. So the first one, mind. How will you grow intellectually or shift your mindset? The second one, emotions. How do you want to feel and what will help you get there? Work. What are your professional milestones or projects? Body, physical body. How will you care for your health and energy? Family. How will you show up for the people closest to you? Love and intimacy. How will you nurture connection with your partner? Finances. What goals will give you more freedom and security? Spiritual and personal growth. How will you connect with yourself, your purpose, or something bigger? Friends and community. How can you create more meaningful relationships? So set one clear, intentional goal for each area, even if it's small, it matters because small steps build big change. The third step, we are going to bring our vision to life with a board, as they call it, a vision board. So now let's make the vision even more real. We are going to create a Pinterest board, or better yet, a physical board that reflects the life that we just wrote about in the first step. So what I'll do is usually, you know, to go on Pinterest to find images, quotes, or, you know, browse through magazines, physical magazines, to find images, quotes, and visuals that represent how we want our life to look and feel in 2025. And if there are specific dreams and hopes that we want to manifest and bring to life, for example, a certain specific aesthetic of a home, a certain city or country that we want to visit, we can include all of that too. Or maybe it's a cozy corner in your dream home, a snapshot of a healthier, energized version of you, words that inspire you, a picture that symbolizes a goal you're working towards. There's something special about creating a physical board, because I think, you know, I've done both digital board and physical board, and I find that there's some magic in creating a physical board. Cutting, arranging, and placing the pieces together, it connects us emotionally to the life we're dreaming of. I really think there's something, there's magic in like tactile experiences. That's why for our journal, our I Am Well journal, we also make it a physical tactile experience in writing our goals every day. So these are the three steps. The first one, journal as if it's already December 2025. Second, reflect and set goals for each life domain. And third, bring our vision to life with a board. I think one of the reasons why I love this practice is because it's not just about writing words on a page or looking at pretty pictures, which can work also if that works for you. But for me, I really want to also try scripting this time, because it's about believing that the life you want is possible. And at the end of the day, it's not just about achieving the goals we have set. It's about who we become in the process. The habits we build, the mindsets we shift, the courage we find within ourselves to show up differently. Because to step into the life we want, I believe that we have to grow into the person who can create the life that we want. So when we script our future and create a vision for it, we're not just wishing and hoping for change. We are aligning our thoughts, our actions, and our focus towards making it real. So as we move into the new year, as we move into 2025, I invite you to try this with me. Let's dream bigger, reflect deeper, and take intentional steps towards the lives we want to create. We're in this together, and I myself am so excited to set aside time before the year ends to do this exercise. And as we close out this year and step into the next, I hope we remember to pause for a moment right where you are and take a deep breath. No matter what this year has held for you, whether it's been a season of triumph, of challenge, or of quiet, unseen growth, I hope you know this, that you have already made it through. And that in itself is something worth honoring. Sometimes we look at our lives and focus on the things we haven't yet done, the goals we haven't yet reached, or the ways we think we've fallen short. But I hope to remind you this, that you are enough, right here, right now. Not because of what you've accomplished, but because of who you are and how you've shown up for yourself day by day, moment by moment. You are stronger than you realize. You are wiser than you were a year ago, and you are growing in ways you might not even see yet. So as we look towards the new year 2025, let's give ourselves permission to dream again. Let's hold space for hope, for possibility, and for the beautiful unknown. Let's step forward with gratitude for how far we've come and with courage for where we're headed. And through it all, I hope you remember that you are not alone. You really are not alone. This community, the space we've built together, exists because of you. Every message you've sent, every story you've shared, Every moment you have shown up here has reminded me that life is meant to be shared, that we're all walking our own paths, individually, but also together. So as we dream, as we grow, and as we embrace the next chapter, let's keep showing up, not just for the big milestones, but also for the small moments. Because in the end, it's not just about where we're going, it's about who we're becoming on the way there. So thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me, for listening, for watching, for sharing your heart, and for reminding me that this work, this community matters. I am so grateful for you, and I can't wait to see what we'll create together in 2025. Here's to clarity, here's to courage, to connection, and to a year that feels full of life, love, and possibility. From my heart to yours, thank you so much, and I'll see you in the new year.